Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, April 10th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended her stay-at-home executive order through April 30th. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The governor called this a hard month, as known COVID-19-related deaths topped 1,000 people in Michigan. The governor said that's why she extended her stay-home executive order. The new order includes stricter social distancing rules to reduce foot traffic at retail establishments. It also bans travel between residential and vacation homes.
You can see that we are in control of our fate here, and it depends on every one of us doing our part.
The governor also said race and income appear connected to numbers of COVID-19 cases and mortality. She named a commission to examine those disparities. I'm Rick Pluta.
One domestic violence advocacy group says it is worried that some violent offenders are being released under the governor's executive order. Last month, Governor Whitmer announced an order to allow the release of elderly or immunocompromised offenders who may be at risk of contracting COVID-19. They are supposedly prisoners that do not pose a safety risk to the public. But according to attorney Eleanor Jordan, some domestic offenders are slipping through. She says in some domestic violence cases, an individual can plead to something lower than they were initially charged with.
And so on that person's record, it doesn't necessarily illustrate the kind of threat that they pose.
Jordan represents a woman whose partner was recently released from the St. Clair County Jail and, according to Jordan, still poses a threat. The St. Clair County Jail would neither confirm nor deny that anyone had been let out of jail under the governor's executive order. Michigan yesterday surpassed 1,000 reported deaths from COVID-19. 117 new deaths were confirmed on Thursday, bringing the state's total to 1,076. Another 1,158 new cases of COVID-19 were reported. Michigan's total cases is just over 21,500 now. The United States Department of Agriculture has announced a program to help feed Michigan kids who relied on school meals, Bryce Huffman reports.
The Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer, or Pandemic EBT program, is designed to help offset the cost of meals that would have otherwise been provided at school. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced last week that no face-to-face schooling would happen for the remainder of the school year. Michigan has nearly 750,000 children eligible for free and reduced-price lunch for the 2019-2020 school year. It's the first state to get approval from the USDA. I'm Bryce Huffman.
A Central Michigan University specialist says a surge in the number of patients experiencing COVID-19 in rural areas is a big concern. In remote locations, populations are smaller and people are more spread out, which can help fight the spread of the disease. But there is a concern about the resources in communities when the disease pops up. Dr. Nicholas Haddad is an infectious disease specialist at CMU. He says healthcare workers are preparing for an increased number of patients.
If we do have a flux of patients in a rural setting, we would not have the medical care commensurate to supply the care we need, especially if a large number of people come for care. And that is exactly what we are worried about in any setting, whether in a larger city, but also in a smaller city, whereby the medical care may not have the supply to provide care for all those who fall sick.
Haddad says to mitigate the surge, people need to continue practicing social distancing and following stay-at-home orders. A Midland company says it's created a sanitizer that protects your hands from germs for as long as 8 hours. Sarah Bikes reports the product has recently been approved for consumer use.
8 years ago, a Midland-based company started selling a cleaner that they say keeps surfaces germ-free for 4 to 8 hours. Most sanitizers only work until they dry. Now the company says it has a hand sanitizer that does the same. Amber Lynn Hales is CFO of QuadCell, the company that developed the sanitizers. She says for the past 4 years, they have been working with the FDA to get approval for the hand product, and now it is ready for consumers.
It was ironic timing, yes, because we were already in the process of doing this, and it just so happened to coincide with this pandemic.
Hale says the product isn't like other sanitizers on the market, which require frequent use to continuously kill germs. She says they have begun taking orders. Sarah Bikes, WCMU News.
Michigan State University and the Lansing Economic Area Partnership are leveraging the region's manufacturing capability to stop the spread of coronavirus. They're working with a cluster of biotech and non-life sciences companies to produce more personal protective equipment, including masks, face shields, and sanitizers. Norm Boshaw is Executive Vice President for Health Sciences at MSU. He says the university is working with pharmaceutical company Emergent Biosolutions on a process to sterilize masks for reuse.
We needed monitoring devices for the concentration of vaporized hydrogen peroxide. Emergent said, well, we have those, and we'll let you use ours as you create this facility. Groups coming together to create new capacity.
Boshaw says MSU is urging the FDA to approve its mask decontamination process. Small businesses forced to shut their doors are trying to figure out how to last through what could be months of being closed. Businesses still operating are trying to figure out how to keep going. Lester Graham reports Main Street, Michigan is doing everything it can to survive COVID-19 isolation.
Most downtowns are pretty quiet these days. Shops considered non-essential are closed. Many of the restaurants where you used to go now only do takeout.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Good job.
Thank you.
Servers at the Evans Street Station restaurant in Tecumseh are wearing masks and gloves as they drop orders into the trunks of waiting cars. Beth Kennedy is the general manager and co-owner. She had to shut down her catering business and change how she served her restaurant customers who were used to dining in.
We're doing our best. We're taking it, you know, day by day, week by week. You know, we're constantly reevaluating what we're doing and how we're doing it.
She says sales numbers have fallen. The restaurant had to temporarily lay off some workers, but business is hanging in there.
We've got a tight ship, a solid crew. We're really lucky that we have the loyal, longtime employees sticking with us. We're super grateful for that.
She says grateful because some businesses that are still operating need more workers for things like delivery services. But there's not much incentive to take a job for a while unless it pays a lot. Brian Kelly is the president of the Small Business Association of Michigan. He says with the big stimulus package passed by Congress and signed by President Donald Trump, being unemployed can pay pretty well.
So in Michigan, for example, the maximum unemployment that you could receive per week is $362 under the existing or the original formula. Congress would take that and add $600 to it. So it would be $962 per week for somebody who was receiving the maximum.
And that will be the case until at least the end of June. Finding workers, bringing in enough money to meet payroll, paying the rent or mortgage, keeping the lights on, it's tough for some of the businesses still open. If your shop is closed, you've still got rent, utilities, debt service, and absolutely no money coming in. The state and federal governments are offering some help, $394 billion nationwide. Some of the loans are forgivable, but there are a lot of strings attached. Banks and government agencies are overwhelmed by applications. The federal government is already considering another $200 billion to help small businesses. Harvey Schmidt runs a group of pharmacies called Schmidt & Sons. He says his business actually has ramped up because it's doing a lot more deliveries. He's a former mayor of Tecumseh and keeps up with the other merchants in town.
I'm pretty sure that there are some businesses that are kind of on life support and they're looking for some help from this COVID package that came out of Washington. But quite frankly, I think it's coming through a little too slow, and it may result in some businesses not being able to survive.
Schmidt says he's proud of the merchants and employees who are still on the job, the grocery stores, gas stations, pharmacies. While not comparing them to healthcare workers on the front line, he says those workers are at risk too.
We really do have heroes within our own communities who are stepping up and servicing the needs of the people during the pandemic. I just think we need to say thank you.
The Small Business Association's Brian Kelly says there's so much uncertainty with these two crises happening at the same time.
One is a healthcare crisis and the other is an economic crisis. The healthcare crisis, I'm confident that our country will work its way through in the coming months. Our goal is to try and make sure that the economic crisis doesn't last years.
That depends on how people behave after the COVID-19 pandemic ends. For months, people will have been getting a lot of goods delivered rather than going to a store. Will people come out and shop like they used to? will they be skittish about getting out among other people? I'm Lester Graham.
And that is your Friday Morning News Roundup for April 10th. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.